Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. That's why we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this precious morning, Father God, rejoicing in the God of our salvation. Oh, God, what a special morning. It's not an ordinary morning. Some 2,000 years ago morning. Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. When the tomb was empty, because Jesus was not there anymore. But Father God, morning. Hallelujah, when he was resurrected from the grave. And we want to say thank you. And we want to bless you, and we want to magnify you as we rejoice, God. We're not chasing jelly beans today, Father God. Hallelujah. But God, we are chasing the spirit of the living God. God chases hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Oh, Lord. God, this day is more about the pretty clothes we will be putting on today, God. It's more about the fancy meals we might be eating today. It's more about slicing down the ham, Father God. Father God. But Father God, this day, hallelujah, it's a special day in commemorance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we want to say thank you. Thank you that we get to celebrate, Father God, hallelujah, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a glad morning. Father, because if he didn't die, he wouldn't have been resurrected. But Father God, he could have died without being resurrected. But if he didn't come, he wouldn't have died, neither had been resurrected. So God, we want to say thank you for everything. Hallelujah. And to you be praise, glory, and honor. So, Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it. And now we give the day back over unto you, that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Resurrection Sunday morning. What a good morning. What a good Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 welcome. Hallelujah. As we gather early in the morning. Yeah, glory be to God. The scripture makes a reference to early in the morning. And here we are today. Hallelujah. celebrating, hallelujah, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to welcome each and every one of you for being here on today. If it's your first time, second time, third time, every time, hallelujah, what a way, amen, to start our day. Thank you, Jesus. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And it is my pleasure to serve the Lord in his kingdom every single day. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. But it's something special about the day. Glory be to God. And you can make every day just like today. Hallelujah. If you know the way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Glory be to God. We want you to know, amen, that we are on this platform quite frequently. Quite frequently. Amen. Glory be to God. 7 days a week. 7 days a week. Amen. Glory be to God. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our ministry. And you're always welcome to come and have a seat at the table. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I want to turn your attention this morning to Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter number 28, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Amen, amen, amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to talk to you this moment. Hallelujah. This morning from a subject. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's divine strategy. God's divine strategy. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen and amen. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. We have, amen, we are still in the festivities, amen, of Holy Week and all that it represents. Just a couple days ago, we was celebrating, amen, and commemorating and in services all around the country, all around the world, and especially the services that this ministry was able to enjoy on Friday. We call it Good Friday, amen, the day that Jesus died. Jesus died on a Friday between the hours of 12 and 3. Glory be to God. And that's why most services, amen, celebrate within those hours, 12 and 3, because that Jesus died somewhere in that 3-hour span. Amen. Well, that Friday between the hours of 12 and 3 was the first day. That was the first day. Glory be to God. Now, we have to, I want to begin with this so people can understand how did we get 3 days and 3 nights out of, if Jesus died on a Friday, and if Jesus was resurrected on a Sunday, will somebody please tell me how to calculate 3 days and 3 nights? So here it is. So Jesus died between 12 and 3. So that was the first day. We have to remember, beloved, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, that their days, amen, glory be to God, begin at sunset. So where our days begin at 12 midnight, and that starts a new day, beloved, amen, but on the calendar, at that time, their days began at 3 p.m., glory be to God. So Jesus died on the first day, which was a Friday. But then on 3 o'clock at Friday, that began the second day. Glory be to God. And then from Saturday, 3 p.m. to sunset till Sunday morning, amen, was the third day. So you have to remember that the third day is always the day after tomorrow. Glory be to God. When Jesus died, his enemies made the proof of his resurrection. What they did is they went to Pilate and they asked for permission to seal the tomb. They asked for the Roman seal because that Roman seal, amen, would assure that Jesus would not escape, that Jesus could not wiggle his way out of the tomb just in case he was in a coma, or that Jesus' body could not be stolen out of the tomb as so many declared is what happened. And so Pilate issued them, amen, the Roman seal. And at that time, they put 4 guards at the cemetery. Can you imagine? glory be to God. You got people at a cemetery, amen, to keep watch over a dead man's body. And they had 4 guards to appoint, amen, the sepulcher in which Jesus lay. And they rotated every 3 hours to make sure that nobody fell asleep on the job because they didn't want anybody missing anything. The Bible tells us, beloved, amen, about the precious women, amen, in Jesus' ministry. Oh, he had faithful women. Thank God for the women. Glory be to God. They was not only was they faithful till death, they was faithful after the death. And our scripture tells us, this morning, beloved, amen, we see that the women came to visit the tomb, and they came early in the morning. They didn't come 12 noon. No. They didn't come when the sun was going down. They came before the sun at sunrise. They was there. Glory be to God. And we read in Mark chapter number 16, verse number 1, it says, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, around this time right here, beloved, in the morning, On the first day of the week, Sunday morning, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Somebody said from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. These women, females, amen, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the female, a female was the first evangelist. Glory be to God. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Glory be to God. But here the women come early in the morning and they came for a purpose. They came to spice and perfume and sweeten up the body, the dead body of Jesus. Now, this here scripture shows us, beloved, that they themselves did not believe that Jesus would rise again. And they didn't believe because you can't spice up a body that's not dead. So they expected to find a dead body that they could spice up. But as they was walking to the sepulchre, amen, the question had to be discussed, ladies, who is going to roll the stone away? Because the stone could not be illegally opened because it already had the Roman seal on it. And this is why we read in Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 1, it says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came down and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. The Bible says there was a great earthquake. Now, this wasn't just no little tremor here. Now, we're talking about, amen, something exceedingly. We're talking about something high on the Richter scale, amen. We're talking about something that was massive and enormous. Now, beloved, if you recall, glory be to God, in Matthew chapter 27, 51, on Good Friday, amen, when Jesus was on that cross, it told us that there was an earthquake. It was an earthquake when Jesus was dying, and now, and beloved, we see, amen, there's another great earthquake at his resurrection. Ah, my God, God knows how to speak. Ha. Hallelujah. And the Lord had dispatched a great angel. We don't have the angel's name, but he was a mighty angel. Glory be to God. And when he appeared at the sepulchre, amen, the Bible tells us that the guards that were on watch, amen, watching a dead man's tomb, so they said he was dead. Hallelujah. But evidently they wasn't convinced he was dead, because everybody knows that you don't have to watch a dead man's tomb. But when they saw the angels, they became paralyzed. And the Bible says they dropped. They dropped under the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And the might and the power of the angels. Well, the angels were dispatched to remove the stone. Ah, come on, somebody. Ah, hallelujah. And then the Bible says, as the angel came and removed the stone, then the angel sat on the stone as it was a chair. He just sat down. Said, let me rest for a second. It was a sign of triumph. Glory be to God. And while the angel is in his activities of moving the stone away, sitting on the stone, the women are still moving towards Jesus. Amen. Moving forward with determination. But when the women arrived at the tomb and they entered and peeped into the tomb, they saw that it was empty. Ah, come on, somebody. It was an empty sepulcher. You see, when they buried Jesus on Good Friday, beloved, they buried him as Jesus. But on his resurrection on Sunday morning, he was buried Jesus, but he was resurrected Lord Jesus. Ah, he was risen. He's alive. He's not dead. He's not in the grave. Guess what? Jesus was gone even before the stone was removed. Jesus is not restricted by obstacles. Glory be to God. Jesus had already walked over on the other side of the closed door. I come to tell you this morning that he can walk over to the other side of any door. Jesus can walk over to the other side of any circumstances. He is not restricted by time, glory be to God, and circumstances. Hallelujah. I come to tell you this was a kingdom move. God had orchestrated this before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, beloved. Let me tell you something about Satan. Satan doesn't care about the church doors being open. It don't move him a bit that COVID, amen, has allowed some people to go back into the... He don't care about you going to church. He said you can go to church every Sunday. Matter of fact, get an apartment on top of the church. Glory be to God. It's all right. Amen. Hallelujah. He doesn't care about any of that. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what Satan is concerned about. We are only a threat to him when we shift into our royal identity. When we shift into the divine power and that authority that Jesus gave us, behold, I have given you power. I have given you authority. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. That's when we become a threat to Satan. Until we shift, glory be to God. He said, he don't care. You can worship, amen, 7 days a week. He don't give you worship on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. It don't make a difference because you don't know who you are. Let me back up. All right, so now that we see what happened, we see how we get 3 days and three nights. We see how that's calculated. Amen, glory to God. We saw what happened early that Sunday morning. All right, glory be to God. Now, let me ask you, amen, answer another question. Amen. Glory be to God. Why did Jesus come in the first place? A lot of people are still confused. They Christians, they act like they understand, but they really don't understand what is this resurrection all about? Like really, why did Jesus have to die on the cross? What led up to the resurrection? Good question. All right. Let me answer this one before I close. Matthew chapter number 2, verse number 1 says this. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Verse number 2. Saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. The first thing you need to know, beloved, that Jesus was born a king. He wasn't born a baby. He was born a king baby. Not from the womb of Mary, beloved. Amen. Jesus was born a king. So that's the first thing you need to understand. Now, beloved, amen, when you read the scriptures, you will find out that when one king is born, any other king must die. Glory be to God. Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 5 says this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, Jesus was born a king, but Jesus, amen, beloved, as you're going to see in a couple minutes, amen, that Jesus shed his blood and died to make you a king. Revelation 1 and 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, read verse 6, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So we see Jesus was born a king. Glory be to God. We see in this scripture here where Jesus shed his blood, amen, to make you and I kings and priests. And so Jesus' death was about restoring our kingship. We read that in St. John chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? Jesus answered, thou say that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Ah, all right. Glory be to God. Jesus is agreeing and confessing that he is the king. Beloved, he came as a king. And in his death on Calvary, he died to make you one, to make you a king, to make you a priest. The beloved, hear me when I tell you that the work of the cross was a kingdom move. It was God's divine strategy. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, tells us, because Jesus had to destroy another kingdom to restore the kingdom that Adam lost. See, Adam and Eve, Adam was the first, that was the first Adam, the one that God created in the garden. He lost the kingdom. So God sent a second Adam, his name is Jesus, 1 Corinthians 15:45. And Jesus came to destroy, amen, Satan's kingdom and to restore the kingdom that Adam lost. Glory be to God. 1 John 3:8 says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. This is why Jesus came, to destroy Satan's kingdom. Beloved, hear me, and I want to broaden your perspective this morning. The death, Jesus' death on the cross was not only for our sins alone, but it was a kingdom move. Ah, hallelujah. That is why God hid his strategy from the princes of the world. See, God had a strategy, but he wasn't telling nobody. God don't tell you everything you know, beloved. Hallelujah. Let's look at this strategy for a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. None of the princes of the world, including Satan, did not know that God had a divine strategy from the beginning of the world to restore the kingdom back. Because the scripture tells us that if they knew what God was up to, they would not have crucified the Lord Jesus. All right? Why? Good question. Beloved, as a king, you must understand that Jesus died to make us kings and priests. All right? You must understand as a king, that's male and female, beloved. Glory be to God. There's no difference in the Lord's kingdom. As a king, you must understand that you have a scepter and that you sit on a throne and that you have a crown. Because all kings have scepters, all kings on a throne, and all kings have crowns. Ah, Jesus died for us to get back the kingdomship we once had. When Satan committed high treason in the garden, when he tricked Adam and Eve, well, actually he tricked Eve, and Eve tricked her husband, but when he did that, he committed high treason, glory be to God, and Jesus came, amen, to get it back. See, because Satan, Adam lost it, the first Adam lost it, and the second Adam, Jesus, came to get it back. That's why he was born, to destroy the works of the enemy. See? The purpose of his birth was to regain the kingdom of God in the earth again. God gave Adam the kingdom and the whole world. He said, it's all yours. Be fruitful and multiply. Adam was at that time the prince of the kingdom of the whole world, the whole earth. Not just one little section of the earth, not just one little village or one little garden. He was the prince of the kingdom of the whole earth. That's why Psalms 8:4 says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him. Adam had the crown. Huh? But Adam lost the crown. And he cast it to Satan when Adam sinned. All right? So you got that. Adam had the crown. Adam lost the crown. Now, look at Romans 6:16. It says, don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death. Or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. What is that scripture telling us, beloved? When Adam sinned, he yielded to Satan by obeying him. The crown fell off of Adam's head, and Satan picked it up. That's why we read in Lamentations 5:16, the crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Now, when Satan picked up the crown that fell off of Adam's head, now he becomes the prince of the air. That's why the Bible calls the devil the prince of the air. Why? Because it's a spiritual law, beloved, that when you surrender to somebody, you are submitted to that power and to that authority. Romans 6:16 says, don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You could be a slave to sin, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. So follow me. Okay. Just a couple more minutes. Okay, follow me because we need to answer some questions because you got too many Christians don't understand how you got 3 days and three nights. You got a lot of Christians that really don't understand Calvary. So I'm going to help some people out. I'm going to give me a couple more minutes here. Now, you have to know this. If a king, Satan was the prince of the air. If a king bows to another king, he automatically gives up his honor and the whole kingdom to him. This is how Satan was officially titled the prince of the world. Because Satan bowed, amen, because Adam bowed to Satan. Even Jesus himself recognized him as the prince of the world. In the book of St. John, three times, amen, Jesus makes reference to Satan as the prince of this world. This is why Satan could tell Jesus that that he could give Jesus, amen, the kingdom. Remember when Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights? And Satan appeared to him and said, I'll give you the kingdom. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. See, and the reason that Satan spoke to Jesus like that, because it was Satan's to give. The glory of the world, if you serve me, it was Satan's to give because he was the prince of the air. He picked up the crown when Adam dropped it. And, beloved, notice that Jesus respected that authority that Satan walked in. Because Jesus made reference to Satan as being the prince of the world. So here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. All right, so Adam had the crown legally because God gave it to him. Satan tricked Adam and Eve, but he still got it legally. He just had to trick them to get it. Now, in order for God now to, amen, get the kingdom back, it had to be a strategic move. God had to get it back strategically. Somebody say God has strategy. Beloved, there's a royal law that to get the crown back, one must strive lawfully. Huh? Satan got it legal, but he had to trick Adam to get it. Now, in order for Jesus to get it back, it had to be done legally. It had to be a legal transaction. This is why 2 Timothy 2 and 5 says, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. It had to be done lawfully. Jesus just couldn't show up and rip the kingdom back. It had to be done lawfully. See, beloved, in God's kingdom, one thing that we must understand, hallelujah, is and we must honor, hallelujah, beloved, hallelujah, leadership and authority. Even Jesus did. Even Jesus, amen, honored, amen, and acknowledged Satan's authority as the prince of the air. And we cannot take that lightly when it comes to leadership, beloved, and authority, because a lot of us are in trouble right now. Guess what? We must respect leadership, and beloved, even if it's evil. Ah, that's a whole different subject right there. Even if it's evil, we must still respect it. So let me wrap this up this morning. So John, I hope you write these scriptures down. John 14 and 30 says this. This is Jesus speaking. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me. So we see what Jesus calls Satan prince. The reason Jesus came, beloved, was to destroy the works of the devil. That's what his 3.5-year ministry was all about. Glory be to God. Amen. It's destroying the works of the enemy. Amen. But it would not have been completed without the death and the resurrection of the cross. So, all right. How did he get the crown back? How did Jesus get the crown back? Well, beloved, he had to use the wisdom of the snake, just like the devil did. John 3 and 14 says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 speaks about the wisdom of the serpent. The Lord says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. See, beloved, the serpent crawls on his belly and therefore can always see you before you see him because he lies low to the ground. Snakes are wise and they do a lot, amen, subtle. They're very subtle because they keep a very low position. Satan is still very wise, but his wisdom is corrupt and his wisdom is evil. Even though Jesus was crucified before the foundation of the world, it was hidden from the devil. The devil didn't know God's strategy. He didn't know it. Mm-mm. The prince of the world, glory be to God, hallelujah. He didn't know how God was going to get it back. See, Satan got it, and then he tricked him to get it. It was his, but he didn't have a clue on how God was going to get it back. This is why 1 Corinthians 2:8 says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If Satan knew how Jesus was going to dismantle his kingdom, he would never have crucified Jesus. If he knew that this was God's strategy and God's way to get the crown back. This is why we read in Isaiah 53 where God says, it pleased God to bruise him. Whoa, glory be to God. Now, hallelujah, because God tricked Satan into crucifying Jesus. And when he did, he caused Satan to serve him. When Satan obeyed the will of God, he submitted and yielded his kingdom back to God. This is what Romans 6:16 is saying. Glory be to God. When a king yields to another king, they have to surrender it all. Huh? When the devil had Jesus crucified, he was in effect obeying God. And by doing so, he submitted to God. And that is when the crown fell off of Satan's head and Jesus picked it up. Woo, my God, my God. Matthew, hallelujah, hallelujah, 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Satan was fulfilling the scriptures. He was fulfilling prophecy by crucifying our Savior. Hallelujah. He didn't know that he was obeying God, because if he knew he was obeying God, he wouldn't have obeyed him. Satan was tricked. Satan was outmaneuvered. Satan was strategized. It was a strategy by God. Somebody say it was a kingdom move. Woo! In 3 days. Check this out, beloved. Satan lost the kingdom the same way he got it. Yeah, somebody say, be not deceived. Hey, 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 God is not mocked. Ha, 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 ha. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Hallelujah. Satan thought he was winning. Hallelujah. When he took Jesus to the cross. But beloved, Satan was losing. Hallelujah. Because he was obeying a commandment of God. All right. Got that? All right. So now let's wrap this up. Hallelujah. Yeah. So you see how we calculate 3 days and three nights. You see why Jesus came in the first place. Why he had to go to the cross. What that is all about. Now let's close this the same way we opened it. Let's go back to the women at the tomb. Glory be to God, going to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Entering into the sepulcher. They saw the young man sitting on the right side, clothed in the long white garment. Glory be to God, and they was afraid. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Glory be to God. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. And he said unto you. And they went out quickly. They fled from the sepulchre. For they trembled and they were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they was afraid. Glory be to God. The women went. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Glory be to God. Luke 24:11 said, when you tell them that the tomb is empty, glory be to God, your words are going to seem like idle tales. Glory be to God. The people not going to believe you. When they tell you, when you tell them the tomb was empty, this might be difficult for you to put your experience in words. He said, but go anyhow. Go and tell the story. Hallelujah. Then he says in 16, verse number 6, chapter 16, verse 7. heaven. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, and you're going to see him there. He told the women to go. Go and carry the word. Go and carry the gospel. Go and carry the good news. Go without a college degree. Go without a high school degree. Go without a GED. Go without a certification. Go without an ordination. Just go and tell my disciples and tell Peter. And the Bible says the women ran. They didn't walk. They didn't skip, but they ran to carry the good news, to let the world know that Jesus is not dead, but he is alive. Glory be to God. Well, beloved, they didn't believe the women back then, and most people don't believe the women now. Glory be to God. But you women out there, tell the story anyhow. Glory be to God. When Peter got word and the women reached Peter and they told Peter that Jesus was alive, the Bible tells us in Luke 24:12, Peter got up and ran to the sepulcher. Glory be to God. He ran. People may not believe your testimony, but run anyhow and tell them anyhow. You may be tongue-tied like Moses. Glory be to God. You might get your words a little twisted. You might speak a little Ebonics, but tell it. Glory be to God. You want to stir up enough interest. You want to be a little controversial. Why? Because like Peter, people can get up and inquire for themselves. Well, when Peter arrived to the tomb, Peter found that sure enough, the tomb was empty and Jesus was not there. Well, the reason that Jesus wasn't there, my beloved, is that because Jesus got up. Well, I come with some good news this morning. When Jesus got up, you got up. Glory be to God. And the same spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that lives in you. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus was still alive. And because Jesus lives, I come to tell you, you live. The stone was rolled away. Beloved, God is still rolling away stones. He can roll away the stones in your life. Stones of infirmities. Stones of poverty. Stones of sickness. Whatever your stone is, whatever your dilemma is, whatever is blocking you, stopping you, glory be to God, whatever is holding you back, whatever got you on lockdown, got you shut in and got you shut up, I come to tell you that he can resurrect anything today. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's still rolling stones away. Psalms 118:22, and the stone which the builders refused, it's become the headstone of the corner. Jesus rose again, and he rose to restore you, not to store you, but to restore you. Glory be to God. When God restores you, he gives you much more than what you lost. Hallelujah. He's restoring you back to your rightful position. He's restoring the crown. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I came that ye may have life and have that more abundantly. Glory be to God. With the first Adam, we was made a little bit lower than the angels. But in the resurrection and in the restoration, we were raised far above the angelic realm. To sit with Jesus in the heavenly places at the right hand of God. Glory be to God. The same way that angel was sitting on that rock, I come to tell you, you are sitting in heavenly places right now. Ephesians 2:6, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Beloved, I come to tell you, it was a divine move, a kingdom move, kingdom strategy in 3 days. It was a divine strategy before the foundation of the world to take the crown that made sure that Jesus was not crucified. But somebody turn around and say, but it's too late. But it was too late. The work of the cross cannot be undone. Come on, somebody. Give God 30 seconds worth of praise. Thank God for a kingdom move. Thank God that the stone was rolled away. Thank God that Jesus got up. Thank God that he lives. Thank God that Jesus is alive. Thank God that he was resurrected from the grave and can resurrect any dead thing. Maybe your marriage is dead. Maybe your family relationships is dead. Maybe your health is dead. Maybe your money is dead. Maybe your reputation is dead. Maybe your integrity is dead. Maybe your peace is dead. Maybe your joy is dead. Glory be to God. He said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Beloved, we serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. We serve a risen Savior. Hallelujah. He lives. He lives. And he lives. If you're listening today and you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, don't be like the Romans who crucified him. Glory be to God. By never receiving him in your heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That kingdom move. Hallelujah. Included your salvation. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Ask him to forgive you. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for being a sinner. Glory be to God. I open up my heart and I receive Jesus in to be my Lord, to be my Savior. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for the kingdom move. Thank you, Father God, for restoring me back to your kingdom. Thank you, God. Now use me. Now use me. Hallelujah. And make me the person that you would have me to be. Glory be to God. Thank God for your salvation. Thank God for your salvation. Thank God for your salvation. Reach out to us here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Let us send you some materials to help you to grow until you're full. Salvation, a kingdom move, kingdom strategy. Thank God. Hallelujah. God knows the beginning from the ending. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He knew what was going to happen before it happened, and he already made a way. Hallelujah. Happy resurrection. Happy resurrection day. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. Thank God for the kingdom move. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Amen. We are praying blessings on each and every one of you as you go out today. If you'd like to sow a resurrection offering, amen, on this holy day, on this most holy day, glory be to God. We dare not come before the Lord empty. Hallelujah. You have several ways you can sow into our ministry. Hallelujah. You can go to lifewordjesus.org, hit the donate button there, the connect button. Thank you so much for your service and your sacrifice of seed. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, LifeWordJesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Amen. 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 What a beautiful morning. What a beautiful morning. Hallelujah. We pray your blessings, Father God. Thank you for your blessings upon your people. Oh, Father God, as we go out rejoicing, thinking about that kingdom move, that kingdom transaction. Oh, Father, when the crown fell off of Adam's head, fell off Satan's head, and Jesus picked it up, hallelujah, and it's his forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the legal transaction to restore and redeem your sons and your daughters as king and priest, Father God, holding a scepter, sitting on a throne, and wearing a crown. Help us to walk in our royalty and our authority, Father God, as we begin to know who we are in you and because of you. For as in you we live, we move, and we have our being. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We thank you for canceling bad news, tears, and sorrow in Jesus' name. Father, remember those who gave their life to you today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we welcome them into your kingdom, thank you for these men and women, boys and girls. Thank you, Father God, for all those who are sowing into the soil today, Father. Bless the offering, Father, in the name of Jesus, and bless the giver, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the church said amen. Amen and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He lives. He lives. Go out and tell somebody today, Jesus is not on the cross. Amen. Jesus is not in the tomb. Amen. But Jesus is in your heart because he lives. And you live because he lives. Amen. Apostle Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the one and only Beverly Crawford. Come on, put those hands together. You know he lives.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in this world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. You
Give it to him.